I saw my country in the hungry eyes of a million refugees. Between the rocks and the rising tide, as they are tossed across the sea, there was a time when we were them, just as now they all are we. Was there an hour when we took them in, or was it all some kind of dream? I saw the children in the holding pens. I saw the families ripped apart. And though I try, I cannot begin to know what it did inside their hearts. There was a time when we held them close and weren't so cruel, low and mean. And we did good unto the least of those. Or was it all some kind of dream? I saw justice with a tattered hem. I saw compassion on the run. But I saw dignity in spite of them. I prayed its day would finally come. There was a time when we chose our sides and we refused to live between. We rose to fight for what we knew was right. Or was it all some kind of dream? Last night I lay in my true love's bed, and she lay there close beside. And we lay thinking about what lay ahead, and wondering if the sun would rise. For it seems that these are darker days than any others that we've seen. Oh, how we wish that we weren't wide awake. This was all some kind of dream. Oh, how we wish that we weren't wide awake. This was all some kind of dream.
Just tuning in, you're listening to Open Mic with Mike McNamara on KKRN Community Radio, and we are also streaming at kkrn.org. Thanks for listening. That was Josh Ritter doing a song off his most recent release, which is called Fever Breaks. Just came out this year. That's a song called All Some Kind of Dream. Great lyrics there, Josh Ritter. And before that, doing some blues, we had Ben Harper and Charlie Musselwhite doing the title cut of off their release from last year, No Mercy in This Land. And that's the second project with Ben Harper and Charlie Musselwhite together. And boy, they really complement each other. Ben Harper they both are really good blues singers, and Ben Harper's a really, really great guitar player, slide player. And then Charlie Musselwhite, of course, is an icon as far as a blues harmonica. And so they came out with an album about 2013, I believe. It was called Get Up. Got a lot of awards, and so this is their second release, No Mercy in This Land. Okay, let's see. Next up, I've got another release from last year that I really, really liked. It's Ferris and Jason Romero. They are they live in Canada. Jason's actually from California, but they now live in Horsefly, Canada, which I believe Ferris is from. They are a husband and wife duo. They came out with an album called Sweet Old Religion last year. This is going to be the title cut off of that album. It won a Juno Award, which is the Canadian equivalent of a Grammy, won Best Traditional Roots Album of the Year. So, wow, that's great for Ferris and Jason Romero. And they are coming to California. I don't believe they're coming to Reading, but locally. But I think they're going to be over in on the coast in Ferndale. There's a venue over there called the Steeple. So if you are interested in seeing Ferris and Jason Romero, you may want to check out their website. But here is Sweet Old Religion.
Thank you. Still, that's all the night on the mountain.
Thanks for listening to Open Mic with Mike McNamara on KKRN Community Radio. That was Courtney Marie Andrews. All I can say is, wow, what a voice. Her voice gives me chills. Beautiful song, May Your Kindness Remain, off of her release of the same name. May Your Kindness Remain from last year. That's a stripped-down version. She released some of the cuts off the original album with pretty much just her and guitar and her voice, which I love because you can just really hear her voice. So, well, you may want to check that out. I think it's just called May Your Kindness Remain Acoustic. Courtney Marie Andrews is a young songwriter, writes like she's much older, definitely very wise person. I think originally from Phoenix, Arizona area. And she's gotten a lot of accolades, especially with the last that last release, May Your Kindness Remain. Nominated for, I think she may have won Americana Emerging Artist of the Year, Courtney Marie Andrews. Before that, we heard Billy Wilder doing Great Blue Heron off of their release from last year called Strike the Match. That song's also featuring Bridget Kearney, who sings for Lake Street, the band Lake Street Dive. Billy Wilder is a Boston-based kind of Americana folk rock band with West African influences, as you could hear on that song, Great Blue Heron. They consist of A.V. Salloway, Rob Flax, Krista Speroni, and Zamar Odongo doing a great job on percussion. Billy Wilder doing Great Blue Heron. Okay, well, this is a good time. I want to remind you that you are listening to community-supported KKRN Radio, 88.5 FM. Also streaming at kkrn.org. We are supported by listeners like you, brought to you by volunteers from the community. So we depend on people like you to help support this radio. And if you would like to be a listener supporter, now is a really good time to do that. A couple ways. You could go to our website, as I just mentioned, kkrn.org. You can click on the donate button there at the top. And become a listener supporter. Also a great place to find out more about the station, kkrn.org. You could also mail a check to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California. The zip here is 96065. Once again, P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. Yeah, and what any donation is greatly appreciated. Whatever you think you could afford would be a help to the station. Also, you could give us a call at our line, which is 530-337-1101 to volunteer at KKRN Community Radio or just to learn more about us. Once again, that phone number is 530-337-1101. So, yeah, thanks a lot for listening to Open Mic with Mike McNamara on KKRN. I want to let you know that actually my last show here as Open Mic is going to be, it's going to be in 2 weeks. I won't be here next week, but on Thursday, September 12th, that's going to be my last show. So I hope if you like this show, I hope you can listen in. I'll explain a little bit more about what's going on, but please listen in Thursday, September 12th, regular time, 11 a.m. Be doing a special show. Tell you more about that then. Thanks again for listening to Open a Mic on KKRN, and don't forget, coming up next on KKRN is Stuck in the Psychedelic Era with the Hermit, so make sure you stay tuned for that. All right, let's see. Next up, I'm going to play a band you may not have heard of, another duo. Ordinary Elephant, doing a song called Scars We Keep, out of their release from this year called Honest. This is a powerful song. Ordinary Elephant is another husband and wife duo, Pete and Crystal DeMauro, and I actually had the honor to see them at the Kerrville Music Festival down in Kerrville, Texas, and was really taken by their sound. Ordinary Elephant.
Keep riding even when I don't know why. I
Thanks again for listening to Open Mic with Mike McNamara on KKRN Community Radio. We have time for just one more. I apologize, that Ordinary Elephant cut was having some static, so I'll try to play that one again next time. But we also heard that last cut was Dead Horses, band I really like, a duo, Sarah Voss and Daniel Wolf doing Turntable off of My Mother the Moon album that came out last year. Going to finish up here with Tom Rush doing a song called Voices off of his album of the same name that came out last year. Tom Rush.
Say it here. This is a brand new song called Voices. There are voices in the river, voices in the sand, voices in the city, out upon the land. There are voices in the mountains, way out on the sea. There are voices that are you, there are voices that are me. If you listen, you can hear them. You can hear them if you're still. They have always sung for you, and they always will. There are voices at the ocean's edge, voices in the foam, singing songs of high adventure, singing songs of going home. There are voices in the stillness, voices in the storm, voices in the dying sun, and the day that's been.
Barnes from Happy Valley, you are listening to KKRN 88.5 FM, Bella Vista.
Programming on KKRN Community Radio is supported by listeners like you and by Miracle Mile Records. Miracle Mile Records is an independent record label and promotion company based in Shasta County. Since 2014, Miracle Mile Records has supported the creative work of independent musicians and songwriters by expanding opportunities and showcasing the talents of their artists. For more information, go to www.miraclemilerecords.com or Facebook. KKRN thanks Miracle Mile Records for their generous support of community radio.
Programming on KKRN Community Radio is supported by listeners like you and the Shasta Piping Society. The Shasta Piping Society is a charitable organization dedicated to the encouragement of musicians and listeners of the Scottish Highland Bagpipe. The Society grants refurbished instruments to K through 12th graders interested in learning the music of Scotland. See their Facebook page for more community information. KKRN thanks the Shasta Piping Society for the support of community radio.
Hey, how's it going? For the next 2 hours, you are stuck in the psychedelic era with the Hermit. And we're going to get things going this week with a tune that was originally intended to be a single, but ended up being an album track. It's The Monkees.